Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Welcome back to another Revealing Better Results podcast show. This is podcast show number 116. And today's show is being presented by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, of course. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's sponsors are Magic City Hi-Li, HiLiWorld.com, BetRivers.com, WatchHiLi.com, and BlackStarFundLLLP.com. And we're happy to have Mr. Scott Savin back with us here. He's the Chief Operations Officer of Magic City Hi-Li in Miami, Florida. And before we get started, I'd just like to thank Mr. Savin and Magic City Hi-Li for partnering with EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And EPRN appreciates your support, and we are honored to provide creative and strategic branding and marketing services for Magic City Hi-Li. And with that, we'll be right back. So stay tuned in right here.
Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and Fantasy Hi-Li check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's Hi-Li head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Hi-Li. They're logging on to FantasyHi-Li.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHi-Li.com. For heavy-hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there, and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more Hi-Li traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. Watch HiLi.com. Live the high life and watch HiLi.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court Hi-Li, the all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHiLi.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy Hi-Li. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHiLi.com. Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. explore the selection, and order online. Or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
Welcome back to Revealing Better Results. And I have Mr. Scott Savin on the line with me here. And there's a lot of exciting news coming up at the Magic City Fronton. And last night, EPRN2 featured Magic City Highline and Battle Court Season in a match for Battle Court. And Battle Court Season 2 will air on ESPN this September 23rd. And Scott, how did it come about with the broadcasting deal? How did you get a broadcasting deal with ESPN? That's pretty major.
Well, we feel very fortunate, and Garland, we appreciate the relationship that we have with you and your network as well.
Thank you.
We've been trying for actually several years to get ESPN to take some notice of us, and honestly, we've developed a following on TikTok of several hundred thousand viewers, and that really seemed to pique their interest. They're trying to build their streaming audience, and they're trying to get new sports products. So we will be live with all our Battle Court matches starting September 23rd, and then we were very fortunate because they said, we can offer you a primetime 8 p.m. slot on ESPN2 if you can get us a produced show. And we had about 7 days to do it. So I wasn't the one doing the editing, but the editors were pretty much working around the clock to get this wrapped up. And then we aired last night, and it was a huge success and a great step forward for the program. And now we look forward to Battle Court season coming up and kicking off September 23rd. And hopefully our audience will be up to about 300 million homes at that point.
Wow, okay. Well, Highline TV is also coming to Magic City Highline. Is Highline TV going to include the Pelota games and stats and play-by-plays?
Highline TV will be including a little bit of everything. So yes, they want all things Highline. So they'll have Pelota, they'll have H2H, they'll have Battle Court, and they archive everything. And I think, you know, the concentration will be on the upcoming Battle Court season, but they will have everything there.
Okay. Well, do you see that eventually the Pelota games will be phased out and people will be concentrating more on H2H and Battle Court formats?
I think that the team concept with Battle Court really is understood well by the sports fan, and I think that they understand the H2H and the Battle Court format, where you're playing two out of three sets up to 6 points to win a match, and it's easier for them to understand that than the Pelota. There is a following for the Pelota, so I would say it might be reduced, but probably not entirely phased out, and Battle Court will be increased.
All right. Well, there's an interest internationally for Highline H2H and Battle Court to kick off in Mexico and other countries. Do you think that when the international squads are ready and they're all trained, will they have their own league that has interleague play and tournaments with the Magic City Fronton?
That's the plan. We may be a few years away from that, but I think everyone is coming around to the Battle Court format and the team format, and we're talking to people down in Mexico and also in Spain about having their own 4 or 5 team leagues. And then at the end of the season, you know, the U.S. team and the Mexican team and the Spanish team, the champions, would all sort of meet up in a final tournament, and then ultimately like our Super Bowl of highlights.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that sounds exciting. Well, what's the main goal for Magic City Highline And what are you guys concentrating on and achieving for this upcoming battle court season?
I think the main goal is exposure of the product, and then getting people excited about the sport itself, the speed, the athleticism of the players, and, you know, starting to find their favorite team or their favorite player to root for, just like they would in, you know, football, basketball, or baseball.
All right. Well, will Sunday still be the main days where fans can attend and watch the matches at Magic City?
Actually, we've been advised that when we're in football season, it's best to not have Sunday be our live day, so we're going to switch to Friday nights. So at 7 o'clock on Friday nights, it'll be live in Miami. We're going to make a real big effort to try and fill the Fronton, and we'll have a lot better time slot at 7 o'clock on a Friday night. Don't have to go up against the NFL or even, you know, college football. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a better lineup there on Friday. I'll be tuning in, so... But it's funny.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's funny because Mrs. Exquisite, First Lady of Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, often says that I really don't watch other sports anymore, just highlight. Do you think highlight is going to have the same effect on fans that have been loyal to football, baseball, and basketball?
Well, I mean, we know it's going to be a slow but hopefully very steady growth. And we are especially looking forward to the response from the younger viewers, the people in their really 20s, 30s, and 40s who are discovering highlight for the first time and really fascinated and somewhat captivated by the sport, the speed of the sport, the danger of the sport, and just the athletic ability of the players. So we're hoping for a slow build, and that's why Friday nights are attractive to us. You know, there's not that much else to be watching sports-wise in the winter months and during the football season. So hopefully we'll capitalize on that, and hopefully we'll get you down to Miami a time or two to see it up close in person.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll definitely be down there for Battle Court 2 championships. And EPRN likes to think of ourselves as the marketing arm for Magic City Highlight, and as we continue to push Highlight education forward, what do you think sticks out in the minds of new fans the most? Player insights and highlights, or approved state wagering through Bet Rivers, or do fans like the merchandise, or is it a combination of all three?
I think it's a combination, but I think the first thing you said, learning about our players and getting insights into who they are and their backgrounds. And, you know, we have such a diverse locker room. We have players from Mexico, Spain, France, the Philippines, and of course, you know, here in the U.S. And then we've got, you know, former college athletes. We've got ex-pro athletes. We have a complement of younger players, guys that are, you know, 18, 19, 20, and 21. And then we've got, you know, the kind of older veterans, the guys in their late 30s and early 40s. So it's really an amazing locker room, very cohesive, you know, the young kids and the older veterans, and people really from all nationalities, cultures, and walks of life. And it's a diverse but a very cohesive locker room. So that we really like to focus on our players and get people to know who they are and, you know, how they got to highlight.
Wow. Okay. Well, Scott, it's definitely been a pleasure getting an update on everything that's going on at Fronton Magic City. Are there any special thanks or shout outs to the listeners before we end the podcast?
Well, I mean, we thank all of our listeners for, you know, tuning in, watching Highlight, learning about the sport. And, you know, we hope it's just slow, steady growth where Highlight will become a mainstream sport. And maybe some of them will make the trek down to Miami starting September 23rd so they can see us in person and, you know, ask for me because I'm there every Friday night and happy to meet the fans.
All right. And you've heard it here on EPRN's Revealing Better Results. It was a pleasure having Magic City Highlight's Chief Operations Officer, Mr. Scott Savin, with us today. And have a great week, everyone.